Welcome to the introduction of STP Radio. I have with me, this is Mark Tomlinson, your initial host on this first episode, but also with my longtime friend and co-host Rich Hand from Software Test Professionals. Rich, how are you doing?
Great, Mark. It's great to be with you, as always.
Yes, exactly. Well, this is kind of a rebirth of podcasting in the software test professionals world. As many of the folks that might be tuning in for the first time, they may or may not be familiar with one of the longest running podcasts in testing, which is the Twist podcast. So I think it's a great place just to kind of talk about the continuation of where we're going, but to also reflect on Twist, which was, I think, the brainchild of Michael Larson and Matt Heuser got together.
You are
this,
correct.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
How did you guys get that off the ground?
Well, you know, I have to give the credit to Matt and Michael. They really were very passionate about wanting to get a podcast out there, and we just thought it would be a great idea. And they did a great job. We have, I don't know how many episodes, but if you go to the softwaretestpro.com website under the podcast, there's so many great interviews that they did over the years. And, you know, we hadn't done it in a while. Matt got busy and Michael got busy, and it kind of fell off the radar. But, you know, we started talking about it, me and you, and I think the podcasting is a great easy way for people to stay engaged with what's happening out there. So, you know, we came up with this STP radio idea, or you did, and we're going to try to revive it and add to the foundation that Matt and Michael kind of laid out there with the Twist. I think that was what did Twist stand for? It was
this week in software testing.
You yeah. got it.
Which so. if you don't do it every week, then all of a sudden you've lost your
Twist.
Come on, you exactly. And so I was just at a conference, ALM Forum, with Michael, and we had quite a conversation about what he'd like to see happen with Twist, and that, there's some great people we interviewed, and they have 130 some episodes. I mean, it's a really legacy, multiple year legacy of doing this podcast. So asking Michael, he's like, I like kind of like to go back and pick some of those great interviews, or maybe people who have recently, either changed positions or done new authoring or done something interesting, maybe bring the greatest hits, is what he said, the greatest hits of Twist, and maybe revive some of those in the new format, which kind of brings me to talk about, Rich, this idea of not just having Twist be the main podcast for STP, but STP, much like it's a magazine that we take contributions from different people that want to write blog entries or articles for the magazine, we're embracing audio format from submissions from the community as well. So I think the vision, as you and I talked about it, was, STP Radio is sort of the station, and then different people could even start a testing podcast, let's say about security testing or a particular maybe mobile testing, or maybe testing philosophies. You never know. You could find somebody that wants to, just riff on esoteric philosophical things. But is that kind of what we're introducing here, is sort of the station whereby, people can contribute audio content around the topic of testing?
Absolutely. We want to expand, Mark, on the idea. Just like when we do a conference, we have a call for proposals, and we have people, we try to introduce new practitioners to the testing world out there, testing community. Very similar to that, I think it's a great idea to utilize our platform and our very large reach out into the community to get some people, some exposure out there on topics that they're passionate about, and that and the community will naturally gravitate to what's of interest to them. But, you know, we're at STP, we pride ourselves in being an enabler of the community so that we can get as many points of view and as much valuable content out there. So I think this is right in line with our mission to get great content out there and to get new and get more exposure to the folks out there that have been doing it, like yourself with your Perf Bites, folks that are already pros out there, but to open up the station, as you say, to more diversity from around you know, the community and around the globe. Who knows? You know, you just have to open it up and see what happens.
See what happens, yeah. So I've had a few conversations with some of the folks that we know from the STP community, such as Mike Lyles, who's interested in maybe starting a unique format of a show. Because his background comes from, I mean, he's got, what, 19 years of being basically operating in QA management, team management. And he always does, he's also does a leadership summit. I think he's working with you guys to launch kind of an online summit like we used to do. But it's around testing leadership, which is a great topic that, you know, mostly we see, you know, practitioner podcasts and we dig in the weeds on tech and tools. But this is one that's more about people management and managing objectives and organizing your team and measuring their success and helping them. So Mike's got a great perspective on some things. I'd love to see a security testing podcast, because security is so interesting. It's such an unique form of testing, hacking, if you will. So I have some outreach to some friends who might be interested in firing up a new security testing podcast. But, you know, there's also, you know, just Kem Kaner alone would step up and introduce to you, you know, I think 10 different schools of testing, or maybe even more. They have a keynote. Rex, is it Rex and Kem?
Rex and Kem are going to talk about the schools of testing and their effectiveness, and does it make sense to engage in that debate? So I think the kickoff, that's on Tuesday the 15th, that's the opening keynote. I think it'll be interesting, but those are the types of things that would fit really well in the STP radio format. And just for listeners that are out there right now, to let you know, we're actually going to record that session and kind of put it out there and, you know, give folks an opportunity to listen to that debate. And maybe we'll have a future live cast, you know, down the road, if people really engage in that and feel that it's a topic worth moving forward on, you know, it could make for a great follow-up broadcast.
Yeah. And so one of the things right now, Rich, maybe we can dig into the weeds just a little bit on the fun part, for me anyway, is always the audio production and the tools and the services. And one of the things that people might be noticing is that we're actually hosting this audio right now through Spreaker, which is an online service. Different. Now, you had used Blog Talk Radio. We both have used Blog Talk Radio in the past for many of the STP interviews that we have. And I think there's a way that we can maybe even bring some of those either out of Blog Talk Radio or use them in Spreaker. But the nice thing is, like, Blog Talk Radio gives you the phone line interfaces. We didn't ever really use it as a live broadcast at STPCon, and that's something we're going to do for the first time next week from the STPCon show, right?
Yes, and I'm excited about that. You're going to be our host, and you are going to, on Tuesday, be up there in the expo hall during lunch. I think it's between 2 and 3 on Tuesday, and you're going to bring up some of our gold sponsors up there, and you're going to drill them a little bit. You're going to have some fun. I don't want to scare them away if they listen, but you know, we're going to get some thought leadership ideas from some of the sponsors in the community, because one of the things that I think people realize but don't always think about is that a lot of times technical tool developers get out there on the cutting edge and they see some things that are happening out there because it's in their nature to try to develop tools to help their community. And sometimes it's interesting to get their perspective on where the industry is going. What are the new trends? What's happening with mobile performance, whatever? And I think, you know, you'll be a perfect host for that because you stay in touch with the community. You've got your ear to the rail, as they say, and you'll be able to kind of dig out of them some of the things that are happening out there. So we're going to do it in a live format. As you said, this is our first time on Spreaker. It's offering a few challenges to me, but that's not to be unexpected. you're a pro in Spreaker, and I'm looking forward to sharing both the live and the recorded versions of what we do here at STP Radio.
Yeah. That could be for the first time. I think we've had video captures of some of the keynotes in the past. Will that be? I don't know if that's going to be part of the upcoming STPCon.
I am not sure. I would have to check with Rick on that. I know we're definitely doing some audio.
Yep.
But I'm not sure about the video capture. I will double check on that. But that's a technical issue that is above my pay grade, Mark.
Exactly. So people will see some changes, not only in sort of the distribution or the syndication mechanisms, because Spreaker does a nice job of sharing this audio out to Facebook and the Software Test Pro Twitter feed or the STPCon feed. Or also to iTunes and other outlets, which we'll be setting up as we move forward. But also at the same time, that podcast page out on the Software Test Pro website is slightly going to change. So hopefully we'll be able to identify different shows and be able to see if as we develop more and more shows, people will be able to see them discreetly. If we bring some of the Perf Bytes episodes over, Rich, we'll have them, you know, labeled and tagged correctly so folks can find discrete shows as we grow the library. But I'm very interested in helping several of the people I've been mentoring generally about testing actually are very excited about maybe starting podcasts. And usually they're consultants. They have something to share in this format. And one of the joyous things about an audio-based podcast, different than video, is that something you can listen to while you're working. You can do in the background, or you can be driving or exercising or doing something that doesn't require your visual attention. And then our voices and everything we say, Rich, just goes into their brains by osmosis in the background. It just becomes these waves in the back of the. Yeah, exactly.
Don't scare them, Mark.
Don't scare. That's right. We don't. but it is really exciting. And we do welcome new folks to the profession. If you want to talk with myself or Rich at STPCon next week, you can definitely find us there. At any hour, just you can ping us or come to one of our sessions. You'll see Rich running around like crazy, keeping the conference happy and going well. Or at the expo on Tuesday, 2 to 3 p.m., I'll be there as well. And then is there a general email inbox at Software Test Professionals that folks, if they are interested, they could send you an email, Rich?
Yes, they can send me directly at rhand@softwaretestpro.com, but they can also info@softwaretestpro.com if they can't remember my name. The info always works. So we can and I encourage folks not to be hesitant about reaching out. You know, we want to give people an opportunity. It has to be within, you know, some realm of requirements there to have something to do with testing.
Yep.
But besides that, we're going to be pretty flexible, and we'll let the community decide who really is going to make it as a new podcaster. And, you know, I think that works really well in this format, is that if all of a sudden, you know, people start gravitating and we're seeing huge amount of hits on a podcast, we're going to encourage that person to continue to move forward and do more podcasting. So
there's the voting within the Software Test Pro website, all the thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yep.
You can hop on there and give your thumbs up points as you go. So that's really exciting And I will make an offer. This is something, Rich, you and I worked out just from my personal perspective, since I love doing the audio podcasting, encourage people to share their voices directly. I made an offer. So basically, I'm on board to facilitate and help STP Radio get off the ground here in 2014. So I'm volunteering my time to do that. But I would also extend to any of the newcomers who at least would want to have a brainstorming session. And there's I have some tips and tricks documents I put together for good practices and getting started. Actually, Michael Larson and I have done a recording out in the AST world, one of the sister organizations, I'll say, out in the testing world. So we may bring that podcast content in as well, which is mm-hmm. kind of a how to get started doing a podcast. And I will offer my mentorship to folks who do want to get started. And we'll do things like get the show format together, come up with something unique, maybe plan out the first five or six shows and start kind of testing the waters and get things going and help folks get comfortable. As you point out, Rich, the technology can get a little bit crazy. So making that as simple as possible once you get mm-hmm. things going. That's an offer I'll put out to anyone in the community who's interested in launching a podcast. I think I may fairly extend an offer like that from Michael Larson as well, because he's so passionate about doing podcasts as well. We might see a new podcast come out of Michael, actually, as we were chatting.
Excellent. Excellent. And to your point there, Mark, it's really, if you have a passion and you enjoy engaging other people in conversations about testing, that's the main criteria to knowing that you have a possible future in this. If you have passion and knowledge of testing, that's the key. The rest, you know, you can learn the technical aspect and some of the interviewing techniques. There are people like you and Michael that can mentor people on more effective, you know, letting people talk, not interrupting, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But really, it starts with a passion and a knowledge to want to teach people about what you do or learn from others if you're interviewing people in your field of expertise. So to your point, if you have a passion, we're looking to get it out there to the community.
Sure. That sounds great. So, Rich, any last thoughts of encouragement? And we're going into STPCon spring 2014 next week. I'm totally excited.
Yes, me too. I love New Orleans, and Rick will say New Orleans. You have to say it with some spice, which they have plenty of down there. But I always enjoy New Orleans, and am looking forward to seeing a bunch of people down there, including yourself. It's always good getting together. There's nothing like in person. You know, podcasting is great. All these social networks are great. But to me, I'm from the old school. I love shaking hands and seeing people face to face. And it's nice to have that opportunity a couple of times a year, and especially in a great city like New Orleans.
Yeah, that's great. So thanks for joining us on this introduction to STP Radio. Rich, thanks very much for taking time out to kick us off. Very well.
Thanks, Mark.
And we're going to see everyone, as we mentioned, hopefully next week in April 2014 in New Orleans for STP Conference, the STP Conference, STPCon. Some great sessions, pre-conference tutorials. I'll be there giving a pre-conference tutorial, doing some live broadcasting. There'll be live perf bites. There'll also be amazing test. That'll be really fun with Mike Lyles. Also invitation for new speakers looking to be mentored and get on the stage. So we'll see you next week at STPCon. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Mark.